everyone, and welcome back to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends well over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
We're back, baby.
Baby, we are back, baby.
Season 8.
Dudes, that makes me feel like we're almost done.
We're getting there. I mean, we're not, based on the rate that we're releasing.
No, we're getting there. Inch by inch, row by row.
So painfully slowly. But we'll put a dent in season 8 before you know it, because this is, of course, day one of hashtag 7...
podcast.
7 days, 7 podcasts. Michael, you're the worst. Hashtag 7 podcasts in 7 days. I can only assume we've never got that to trend worldwide, because I keep changing it.
It's 7 podcasts in 7 days.
Okay.
7 podcasts, 7 days.
Which takes us 8 weeks to record.
Well, it takes a little bit longer because we need to watch them.
Record them.
Record them, edit, and release.
People understand the process that goes into it. It takes us longer, but to be fair, we have waited like a month in between finishing. Like, if we were really about, like, right, let's do it, we would have, like, not taken like a month holiday in between the end of season 7 and the end of season 8.
Not a holiday when you're just tired and old.
It's true.
It's not like we don't want to.
We were so young and full of life in 2017. November 2017 is when this all kicked off.
Wow.
We're not that far behind our schedule. I think if we had, like, carried on our normal schedule, we would have been finishing up this year.
Don't depress me.
Yeah, well, we'll get there. I think we'll be wrapping up in a year.
And then we will move on to our next podcast idea.
Which we have. That'll be fun. We're not going to do it, though. I wish we could, but that actually requires research.
Money.
And planning and,
money.
Like, it doesn't require money, really.
Kind of.
Nah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a new season. We've just finished watching season 8, episode 1, the one after I Do. We'll talk about that in a minute, and we'll get to our segment in a minute. Did you know at the end of last season, Elizabeth, I took to Twitter and polled our listeners on a segment that they would like to see us either introduce or reintroduce for season 8?
Let me hear it.
So the options I gave were, do we bring back Ask Elizabeth? Which was one of our first segments in the show, where we had people just tweet random questions. Yes, it had a theme, which we dropped when people stopped asking you anything. Bamboozled was the other option.
Bamboozled.
Which was our friend's trivia, where I would ask you 5 questions, and we would invite the listener to try and play along at home and bamboozle you.
Which they almost always did.
Yes, it did happen. It's not something to be proud of.
I can be proud.
I asked if we should bring back Friends Would You Rather.
That one never was my favorite.
No. And then I said we could introduce was Michael's Wrestling Roundup, where I could spend a couple of minutes just talking about what's going on in the world of wrestling.
And please tell me no one voted for that.
That got a quarter of the votes.
Okay.
25%.
Wow. Thank God.
Well, you could win with 25% of the vote.
No.
But it didn't. Okay. Actually, no, you couldn't. If there was only 4 options, you could only draw with 25% of the vote.
Good math skills.
Thank you.
All right, tell me what won.
So, in last place with 10% of the vote was Ask Elizabeth.
How very dare all of you.
Some
no
people
one
were
thinks
like,
I'm cool.
Oh, I feel sorry for Elizabeth. So you got a couple of sympathy votes.
All right, fine.
Second place was Friends Would You Rather with 28.6%. And in first place, bringing it back, baby.
Yeah!
35% Bamboozled.
Yes.
I mean, that was always the plan, to bring it back season 8, because there would be more Friends trivia. I'm not going to do it for 7 podcasts in 7 days, because
it takes you 3 years to think of 5 questions.
Well, the fun thing about it is I can put it out to Twitter and people can, like, say, and then we can say if you were bamboozled, but because we're, like, recording these all before.
Ah,
so yes. At the end of 7 at the end of 7 podcasts in 7 days, we'll bring back Bamboozled. In the meantime, welcome to Michael's Wrestling Recap.
No.
On this week's show, let me give you my thoughts on WrestleMania 37, or as I like to call it, WrestleMania 30 Heaven.
Michael, I need you to stop. I need you to stop.
Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks was a great
Michael,
match.
Michael, everyone is now turning off their... What do people listen to us on? Their headphones.
25% of people are like, yes!
Fine, fine. And you know what? There are some things about wrestling I find really cool. But this is about the Friends gang. Mm, it's not about Michael. Okay. It's not about wrestling.
I do have a Friends Would You Rather for you.
Yes. Wait. Before that,
oh,
someone sent me a picture of their dog.
Of a dog, yep.
And it was miraculous. And I welcome anyone who wants to continue to send me pictures of your pets. It doesn't have to be a dog. It can be any old thing. Your gerbils. Your sand flies. It was wonderful. When people write things to me, it makes me so happy.
It was our dear listener, Katie Coines, who sent a picture of, I'm assuming it's her dog, Echo. It was a lovely little floofer. So that was nice.
It was great.
It was very good. We've been busy on the old Twitters recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a like from a tweet from Perry Gilpin, who of course is Roz from Frasier.
That is a big the moment. Highlight of the year.
And I also got a like from John Lutz, who plays the wonderful Lutz in 30 Rock. I mean, those are two of the big hitters.
Well, I had a dream that I met Olivia Benson. Like, it was Mariska Hargitay, but mm-hmm. it was Olivia Benson, mm-hmm. and it was incredible.
She is a hero of yours.
She is.
Yeah, I know.
I talked about her to my therapist this week.
Oh, wow.
Michael, she's something else. I'm referring to, if you don't know, which you should, the main actor in Law & Order Special Victims Unit, SVU. She's fucking incredible. All right, let's talk about Friends.
It's not got much range.
Michael, I will slice off your throat.
All right, a Friends Would You Rather, just a quick one, because we've got to jump into this.
Yes.
So based on today's episode, we always like to do this. A lot of baby chat in today's episode, and kind of a who's actually pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is: would you rather have Phoebe as your mother or Rachel as your mother? And as I will remind you, you'll give your answer at the end of the episode, just to tease the listener. But if you have any questions, not that you would really need any questions, because the concept should be pretty simple to grasp.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Good question.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Can't wait to hear your answer.
Can't wait to give my answer.
So season 8, episode 1. Here we go, baby. Oh, we already did it, baby, didn't we? The one after I Do, which is, of course, the I Do's that Monica and Chandler exchanged on their wedding, which is, you probably don't remember how the last season finished. They got married.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. First aired on the 27th of September in the year 2001. What?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's not my birthday. Did you think it was my birthday? You motherfucker. That's really bad.
Okay, no. Well, I just heard the 27th and I got excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. You suck. That's such a bullshit move. I don't know when your birthday is, but I know it's in August. Alright. How many people... Nah. How many people watched this episode?
A lot. I'm going to say a lot.
Yeah. 30 million, just over 30 million watched the finale.
I'm going to say 34.6.
I don't think they're... That's a good guess.
Thank you.
I don't think we're going that high. I'm going to say 32.
All right.
I'm going to say 32 flat.
Come on, Elizabeth.
31.70.
Damn it, Michael.
So I guess it wasn't a good guess.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So this episode opens, we're at the wedding of Monica and Chandler. The vows have been exchanged. They're now officially man and wife. We're getting some group photos. Joey is still in his soldier regalia.
Bloody soldier at
Bloody
that.
Bloody soldier. You don't... In the deleted scene, we got to see how he became bloody because he was in a sword fart with... God damn it. God damn it. Sword fight with Gary Oldman.
Oh, brother.
And it's a good scene. And I went on VPNs. I tried to find like the other scenes and I just couldn't find them. I wanted to show you. But no, we didn't get them. So too bad. You have to take my word for it. Ross is like, oh, congratulations, Monica. I'm happy you're pregnant. And Monica's like, I'm not pregnant. And Ross is like, oh, I better go tell people that you're not pregnant, because he'd already told people. Joey needs to go change, so Monica's like, change your clothes, motherfucker, get out of here. Then we go for a picture with the bridesmaids, and Monica's like, Phoebe, why are you telling people I'm pregnant? And Phoebe's like, because you are. And she's like, no, you're not. So Phoebe's like, but if you're not, that means... And then she kind of looks over at Rachel and she realizes, and Rachel kind of like shakes her head, and Phoebe's like, I'm pregnant. So Phoebe like takes a bullet for Rachel.
She's such a good friend.
That's a good friend. You know, we talk about now and again how they're not super good to each other as friends. They're kind of just like a toxic support system. We don't actually see many examples of them being good friends to one another. But this was a good example of a friend being a bloody good friend. Getting back to basics on the show called Friends.
Phoebe's the best.
She might be the best friend.
She's my best friend. Besides Olivia Benson.
We forgot to do our fucking friendly advice. Do we not do friendly advice because we're doing Friends Would You Rather?
Michael, I can't keep up with all of your shenanigans.
It'll just take a minute. Here's my friendly advice. The friendly advice is a section of the show where we give our listeners a bit of friendly advice of something that could bring joy to your life, because it brings joy to our life. My bit of friendly advice is I recommend getting into wood carving, because that's something I've been doing for the last year or so. And I've carved like 5 or 6 different birds at this point. And it's really, really nice just sitting there with a block of wood and a knife in your hand. And you can just carve away the hours, just whittling them away. And it's very pleasant. I just finished doing a chickadee, which I'm going to give away to a loved one. And next I'm doing a snowy owl, which little Nora will get. So that's my friendly advice. Take up carving animals out of wood. Do you have any friendly advice for anyone?
Sometimes I like to just sit in the car in silence in park and do nothing. And it's really nice.
Like a fucking robot.
Like a robot. Well, like I might be on my phone or something. I'm not just sitting there like gripping the steering wheel, staring into the abyss. But
maybe that's something you should be talking to your therapist about rather than fucking TV characters.
Mariska. Oh my god, she's perfect.
No, I get what you mean.
Like you get home. Some people might not have cars or need a car. But like you get there and you turn off the engine and it's just quiet.
Nobody asks you for anything.
Yeah, you can just be there.
That's what showers are for me, man.
No, because you're hurting the planet by letting that water run on you.
Okay, well, is your car fucking powered on?
It's off at that point.
A smug sense of well-being or something.
It is off.
Okay, but you've driven the car.
I had to.
Right. Well, I got a shower.
Yeah, but not for 45 minutes. All right.
You fucking... This is not what this segment is meant to be.
Okay, here's our advice. Only take as long as you need for your shower, because
exactly.
The whales are dying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on.
Where were we? Okay, Phoebe's taking a bullet because she's a good friend. She tells people the father is James Brolin, famous actor, famous father of actor Josh Brolin. Do you know who James Brolin is?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Why are you lying? What do you know him from?
I know that he's Bette Midler's husband.
Is he, though?
I don't know. That's just what they said in the show.
He played Jeff Winger's father in one episode of Community. in one of those bad seasons.
So obscure.
All right. Anyway, so that's that. The episode opens. Rachel and Phoebe talk in private, and Rachel's just like, thanks, Phoebe. And Phoebe's like, who's the dad? And she's like, I ain't telling you yet.
Yeah, because she wants to tell him first. And I assume it's Ross, and I'll be so mad. But, I don't think the Friends universe could hide something like that from their audience, if it is him.
You said that watching it. I don't know what that means.
It means they show the intricacies of everyone's life and the things behind closed doors because it's a sitcom and you want to see that stuff and people love the Ross Rachel nonsense. So I think that they couldn't not tell you that this happened and just all of a sudden be like, oh, there's a baby.
Hmm. Interesting argument. Mm-hmm. Okay. We then cut to the dance floor. The Swing Kings are in full swing. Remember the Swing Kings and all the effort they went to get them?
Yeah, but then why did their drum set say something
exactly.
else?
Exactly. Their drum kit said Jungle Swing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's their big hit. I don't know. Bands usually have their band name on the drum kit,
yes.
right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you noticed that too.
I did. I wrote it down. I wonder if it made the IMDb trivia. God, we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, God, another one of those segments we forget about.
The Swing Kings announce the happy couple and they walk in. It's a nice ovation.
Monica looks so nice.
You were fucking saying she looked like a Cheeto.
Well, her and Rachel both have like serious tans going on, but no, but she looked beautiful.
Okay. They get a nice ovation. Not a riotous standing applause like some people get on their wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler's like, I got a surprise for you. I took dancing lessons. That's nice.
So cute.
That's nice. Good on you, Chandler. He goes to the dance floor with Monica, but he slips his shoes. They're not broken in.
Yeah, they're brand new, so it's slippy. Like when you go bowling. And the shoes are really slippery in that one part of the floor.
Unlucky. Rachel does not want to talk about being pregnant with Phoebe. She's not going to tell her who the father is, even though she presses them. Joey arrives at the wedding in a new outfit. He's cosplaying as Rick the Model Martel from SummerSlam 1992.
Or he is cosplaying as Fraser Crane from anytime he goes out and plays squash.
Elizabeth, that's great. Very good. Something for everyone there. Yep, he's basically dressed as like a tennis pro. He's like wearing all the whites. Does he even have a sweater tied around his shoulders?
He does.
Why?
Just like Niles or Fraser would.
But that's not... You don't need it. It's one of my favorite jokes, actually. Do you ever watch King of the Hill?
No.
Okay, so there's a bit where Hank Hill, he's trying to stop his dad. His dad is like a war veteran and he's crazy and he's going to like declare war on Mexico or something. And, like, his dad gets him drunk with his pals and, like, leaves him in his underwear in the Alamo. And then he goes off to, like, fight a war in Mexico. So Hank Hill's like, oh, I can't leave because I don't have clothes on. And there's, like, a Davy Crockett display. So he's like, So he puts on the Davy... Like, you see a cut of him in his underwear and then you see him sort of bursting out wearing Davy Crockett's outfit. But then he stops and pauses. He's like, why am I wearing the hat? And he just takes the hat off and throws it away because he's like, why would you wear that? He just needs clothes. It's like it's just a funny little moment. And that's sort of with Joey with the... Why you got that around your shoulders? It doesn't add to it. Anyway, so he's dressed like that. Ross finds a beautiful lady looking at the table numbers.
Mona.
Mm-hmm. What, you pulling a face?
I don't like that name.
Okay. You don't like the name?
I don't want to ostracize.
You say that every time you hate someone's name.
I don't like it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Fine. We get some more bad Ross flirting. I like that that's like a bit of his character that's sort of carried over from season to season. He's like, oh yeah, Mona Lisa and Mona Flargen or something. He was a famous botanist. And then like... Anyway, he's bad. He's like, oh, what table are you at? And she shows him her card, and he's like, oh, same here. And then she goes off, and then he goes and, like, swaps his table number with somebody. And it's like, yeah, sorry, Molly, you've been bumped to table one. It's like, you can't just move someone up to, like, the family
table. Like, you're the brother of the bride.
It's ridiculous.
Just because some cute girl showed an interest in him? Man.
Joey's being Joey and is, like, demonstrating a tennis stroke on another lady at the wedding.
Oh, it was tennis?
You thought it was golf?
At first I thought it was golf, then I thought it was baseball.
I mean, it was nothing. I mean, it was bad form, whatever it was.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, but this time put your ass into
it. Put your ass into
it. Yeah, it's like, oh, oh boy.
That's our Joey. Chandler's mother arrives, and she's like, my date's here. And it's a Broadway director.
I thought he looked very familiar.
Yep.
And I can't figure out what I know him from.
He must be in Parent Trap, because he's British.
No.
We'll look
the one
up.
With Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. He doesn't run a snooty school. He looks like he should be like a snooty principal.
Mm, no.
We'll look him up when we look up the trivia for the episode. All right. We'll get there.
Will we remember to get there, though?
Probably not. We've still got half the episode to go. Joey introduces himself to the director because he hears he's a director for Broadway. And he's like, oh, yes, nice to meet you. Ross, everyone's taking their seats for dinner. Ross realizes that he hasn't switched to sit at Mona's table. He's actually at the kids' table.
Kids' table, number six.
Yeah.
He looks at it and he's like, oh my God. And he goes over to the table next to him. He's like, I thought you were at this table. And she's at table nine. So he saw it upside down.
But he's also like moved a child to table one. So he can just go over and be like, oh, there's been a mistake. Right. Over you guys. It's just like, ugh, come on.
But it's strange how there's like so eight many. Children of pretty much the same age at this wedding.
You can't leave them at a table on their own.
I know.
Without adult supervision.
But they were all like, what, 8 to 10 year olds? You don't have, like, a three-year-old here, a baby, a 12-year-old. Like, you just don't have a... It was just, like, a third-grade class.
It's not a thing. Would they be at a table on... Like, I know there's, like, a kid's table at, like, a Thanksgiving or Christmas. You have a kid's... But a wedding? I think
depends
you
on
would...
their age, I guess. Yeah. But I feel like they'd probably get a little rowdy and just cause a ruckus.
They're not gonna want to sit there. That's ridiculous.
What do you mean? They don't want to sit with their parents. They'd probably want to sit with friends.
But are they friends?
Or cousins, you know, maybe they're cousins.
I suppose.
Who knows?
Don't invite them. They don't want to be there. It's like $50 to feed them. Just get out of here. At any rate, we do get to see Ben at the wedding, which is nice.
It was played by Cole.
Sexy, sexy Cole.
Not as a child.
Right.
It's just his one character, and he's not even that cute. He's just, like, brooding and, like, dangerous.
Okay. Ooh, so dangerous. All right, he's there. Do you think Carol and Susan got an invite to the wedding?
Nah.
No? So Ross should be supervising his child. He should be sitting at the table with his child. He shouldn't be running around after Mona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what if they, like, sneak off and go to the bathroom? Who's going to watch the kid?
Right. What's he meant to think?
He doesn't know what's going on. He's too busy eyeing up his 10-year-old friend over there with the bow.
Right. Well, let's just move on from that. Chandler puts tape on his shoes to try and get better grip. Would that work?
No.
Okay.
He needs to sand them or something.
Okay. Joey is like asking him, hey, set me up with an audition with your mom's boyfriend. And Chandler's like, give me your shoes. And it turns out Joey has really small feet, which is funny.
Size 7. We're not talking small, like, oh, he's a 10 and a half. We're talking 7.
10 and a half isn't small?
Oh, I know. I was giving an example. Like,
motherfucker. All
right. Well, they said 11 in the show, so I was doing a smaller size than that. A 7's tiny.
Yeah,
and think apparently he's pretty defensive of it.
They probably would have noticed before.
I guess so.
He's the opposite of Peggy Hill from King of the Hill. She got big old feet.
Okay.
It's not. I'm not watching King of the Hill right now. Actually, I'm watching Kim's Convenience, which is a really, really great show.
You know, I gotta say, throughout this episode, I was pretty disappointed that we didn't see Ross's dad.
But we did. Except from that time we did see him. I'm not cutting out. So
no,
you might as well just go
no,
with it.
No, we're doing that again.
Don't hit the microphone.
I was pretty disappointed that we didn't see Chandler's dad in this episode.
Okay.
And why didn't we? The father of the groom.
Because it's a lot of money to get an actress of Katharine Hepburn's.
It is not Katharine Hepburn. Are you kidding me?
Kathleen Turner's.
Katharine Hepburn.
Okay, well, you just got shit wrong as well.
Katharine Hepburn,
I was
going
to edit it out. I know who Katharine Hepburn is.
Oh my god.
Kathleen Turner, don't come cheap. I fucking hate you. All right. Where were we? Monica is like sitting with Rachel and they're like talking about Phoebe being pregnant. And Monica like inadvertently makes Rachel feel really bad because she's like talking very frankly about Phoebe's like the hardships she's facing and how she's a bit of an idiot for getting knocked up. And of course, Rachel's the one that's actually pregnant. I don't know if you picked up on that, but Rachel's actually the one that's pregnant. It's a pretty shocking reveal.
It's a shocking reveal, and it was revealed to me in a 30 Rock episode. So this was spoiled for me, now that I think about it.
It was spoiled for you multiple times over. I know, and it was revealed last episode.
I know. I'm just... No, but I mean, like, now I get it, that he was like... At Monica and Chandler's wedding, Rachel is the one who's pregnant. Remember that? Jack Donaghy said that.
Does he?
To the guy who from Transylvania and like the...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's like, no!
Vampire push.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so...
We need to go stay on topic.
I think from here, I don't have any more spoilers.
Or do you?
Oh, God. Maybe I do and I've forgotten. But, okay, I knew that Chandler and Monica were going to get married. I knew that Rachel was pregnant. I think that's it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, Monica's like, how could she do that? She's so irresponsible. And Rachel's just like, well, you know, she's trying her best. And then she's like, she's going to try and keep the baby, which is so tough. Like, I don't think she knows the hardships facing her. Just like, Jesus, Monica. Just like, a bit judgy.
But you say those things. You do.
You don't really. You don't have to.
You don't have to, but you think them and you say them when you're in a friendship where you can talk candidly like that.
Like, she's not a 16-year-old, like, and she's been pregnant before, and like...
Yeah, but the pregnant before was a... She decided to do that. This was obviously unplanned.
Well, nevertheless, I thought it was a little bit judgy for Monica.
I thought that, like, you're so busy at a wedding. Have you gone around and greeted everyone? Like, who has time to sit there and gossip about your friend's pregnancy? That's the real question here.
Good point. A waiter comes by with champagne and Rachel's like, yeah, give me that. And she goes to take a drink and then she kind of realizes what's happening and then she spits it out and Monica sees that and Monica's like, oh, wait a minute. You're the one that's pregnant. And then Phoebe comes over and Phoebe's still going on with the charade about James Brolin.
Because she's a great friend.
She's a great friend. No one's questioning that. Monica's like, oh, I know Rachel's pregnant. She's like, okay, fine. And they try to like reassure her. They're like, well, maybe it was a false positive. You know, take another test and you never know. So Phoebe goes to get her another test and we're gonna see what happens. Rachel still refuses to reveal the father's identity. Were you getting frustrated at this point? Did you think we were going to find out this episode?
No.
Don't you just want to... How long do you think we're going to have to wait?
Oh my... I bet I...
Start season 9.
I'll kill everyone. Maybe 2 episodes.
We'll just have to wait and see. Ross is being laughed at the kids' table because his chair keeps squeaking and they think he keeps farting. And he's like, it's just a chair!
I feel like if I was Monica, I'd be like, why are you sitting over here? Unless, like, you're sitting with your kid.
I'd be like, why is this child at our table? Get them the fuck back to the kids' table. Ross, what are you doing? Like, you already failed. It's stupid. Idiot. Anyway, it's dance time, and Ross goes to ask Mona to dance, and they're about to take to the floor, because she's all about it. She's into him, despite the fact that he is... really not doing well, but I don't know. Anyway, before they start dancing, a small child comes up to Ross. Does she call him Dr. Geller?
Yeah, she does.
Why?
Probably because she learned his... He probably introduced himself as, I am Dr. Geller at the table.
Yeah, he probably did, actually. And she wants to dance with him, and he's like, well, I'm already going to dance with her. And then she's like, okay. And then he's like, oh, go on, you can dance with me.
Yeah, so she's some cute, like, seven-year-old. Who knows?
Yeah. But, like, does that... I mean... This is why you don't have small children at your wedding.
But also, I couldn't imagine a situation where I, as a child, would ask an adult man to dance with me.
That's not like...
Like...
Your dad?
Your dad.
Or
your grandpa. Or
maybe an uncle. But even maybe. Even then, like...
Unless you're super close with them.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being like, excuse me, Mr. Smith. Will you dance with me?
Will I dance with you?
Oh, it's... Oh.
You would just dance on your own.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You just wouldn't dance with a random dude that you just met.
It's so stupid.
Fucking...
Okay, I was going to ask. Is this like a thing at American weddings?
No.
Okay, fine. And he does this thing. Oh, you can dance on my feet. Okay, that's important. Chandler is dancing by himself in the hallway, which is rugged. So he's like, oh man, I would have been really good. He couldn't get Joey an audition with this guy... He did tell him that he was a soap actor, and Joey's like, damn it, no, he doesn't need to know I do soap opera. More kids want to dance with Ross, so one dance ends, and he's about to dance with Mona, and then another girl comes along and goes, would you dance with me? And he's like, what? Mm-hmm. All right, fine, whatever. So it's another girl dancing on his feet, fine, cool, whatever. Joey then makes a toast, and you're like, oh, this is sweet, but he's just doing it to like show his range for the director. So he's like, at first I was angry when they were getting married. Why, God? Why are you taking them away with me? Taking them away from me. And so he shows his range. And you're like, okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Do you think Monica is happy with how her wedding is gone?
No. But a lot has been taken off of her because now all she can think about is Rachel being pregnant.
It's true.
Which is taking this spotlight away from her, which...
But she's not making a big deal about it.
No. Some people really don't like that.
But other people don't know. It's not like everybody knows.
Right.
So it's not really taking the spotlight away. But she is choosing.
What she's talking about.
But she's choosing that.
Fine. Okay, yes,
yep.
Fine.
Yep. We can't do another episode about her having her thunder stolen. That's how we kicked off season 7. And it wasn't very good. And this is a little better.
True.
Okay, so then the second girl finishes dancing with Ross. This is I don't want to spend so much time talking about this, but then another girl comes up. She is an older girl. She is a larger girl, and she wants to dance on his feet, and he's like, no, I don't want to.
It's ridiculous. Mm. So she's made up to be not as pretty. She has glasses. She's a little bit bigger. She's wearing a dress that's like way too frumpy for her.
And her name is like Gert.
Yeah, it's Gert. Right, so maybe like Gertrude or something. It's trying to make her ugly and yuck. And, kind of a little bit of fat shaming going on with her wanting to stand on his feet and that really hurting his feet.
Watching this, all I could think about was Home Alone. And you know, in Home Alone, there's like that scene where Macaulay Culkin's going through his brother Buzz's stuff. And he's like, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof. And you could look at the picture of Buzz's girlfriend, and it's actually like a teenage boy wearing a wig. And they did that because the director of the film didn't want to be like, well, I don't want to use a picture of a girl who's then going to, like, they're going to look at and be like, ugh, what a dog.
So, right, because then it makes it funny, being like, oh, it's just a boy in a wig. It's just one of like, the like producer's sons.
Like, no girl... is then like getting her feelings hurt, being like, oh man, they like made fun of me. Like,
right.
I think like the saving grace is she is clearly like, I think like the joke is Gert in real life is probably like 15, 16 years old. She's like probably like significantly older than the other girls.
Donna, like her dress looks like a little kid.
Right. Yes. She's
wearing these ugly glasses and like her hair is like trying to look like a little kid. Like it's, yeah. So I think she's probably a very nice-looking teenager.
Right. But it's, yeah, you're just like...
It's just shitty.
I mean, we're a couple of snowflakes. We get our feelings hurt by just about everything, and we're so woke but that I this also, is just completely inappropriate.
I felt a little bit for her because she had red hair and glasses, and I had I have red hair, and I had glasses and braces mm-hmm. and headgear.
Oh my God, you're Gert!
All at the same time. And how I still have any friends, I'll never know.
Did you go to, like, a random acquaintance's wedding and they wouldn't let you dance on their feet when you were a little girl?
No, but because I was, like, one of those kids that was, like, a string bean until I hit puberty. So I was just, like, really tall and thin. I was just kind of, like, gangly.
But look at you now. Beautiful podcasting lady. You're sure showing them. You can have it all.
Oh my God. Just hate you. Look at you now. I'll fucking kill you in your sleep.
You're beautiful.
All right.
All right. Joey then goes to speak to the director. And he's like, hey, what did you think of my speech? And the guy was like, ugh, did you do it for me? And he's like, yeah. Because I got range, man. And the guy's just like, Joey, you're not right for this show. And Joey's like, I can do anything. What do you need? I'll just do it. And the guy's like, it's an all Chinese cast. Can you be Chinese? And you're like, oh, that's funny. Let's quickly end this scene before it goes too far. And then Joey's like, well, I'm not proud of this. And he turns around and he goes to, like, do something with his eyes. And we're just like, and the director's like, oh, God, no, no. And we watching are like, oh, fuck, no, no.
2021 watching this, it's oh, like, God. That is very bad.
That's rough.
But then again, when you're watching it in 2001... You don't think maybe
you learn like the first year of school that kind of shit is like not cool.
I don't know if I would have picked up on it watching it. So what was I, 12?
So you weren't a woke 12-year-old.
I don't know if I was, Michael. Mm. But I don't know if I would have even picked up on what he was doing. You know, I wouldn't have noticed some of those things.
Well, look, as a snowflake cuck such as myself, I was very uncomfortable with it.
It's. Seeing it now, it just does not age
it's
well.
It's not good. Clearly. It's not good, man.
And for him to be like, well, I'm not proud of it. Like, he knows it's not right.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's not good.
But yeah, let's move on.
Monica is trying to persuade Chandler to join him on the dance floor. Her on the dance floor. And he's just like, I can't. I'll just slip and slide. And she's like, I don't care. I want to dance with you. I don't care if you're bad. And he goes on to the dance floor, and he's just like, just don't move your feet. So he kind of plants his feet, and he's just kind of pointing his fingers up in the air. He's like, pow, pow. He's just finger banging everywhere. It's fine. And Monica's just like, yeah, you're doing it. And he's like, yeah, this is fine. And then Jack Geller, old Jackie boy, comes on. He's like, hey, Chandler, you're stealing my dance moves. And you see him, like, sort of dancing and pounding, you know, and you're just like, oh, boy. It's like, oh, who cares? It's all a bit of fun.
Yeah, like, it's your wedding, you can do no wrong.
Right.
Everyone's just there to, like, adore you mm-hmm. as the couple.
Phoebe is with Rachel. She's retaking her pregnancy test. Monica comes and joins him in the bathroom because she's a good friend.
The mansion bathroom, you mean?
What do you mean?
It's massive.
Yeah, but it's like a public restroom for, like, a function hall, so you would...
I guess so. I just thought it was really big and fancy, and, like, each individual stall was, like, its own room.
Yeah, I suppose so. They're being super supportive. They're just like, no, you know, it'll be fine, whatever. And, like, again, we talk about Phoebe being a good friend, but Monica's being a really good friend as well. She's supporting Rachel, even though, like, it's Monica's big day.
Yeah.
And she could be feeling some type of way about it, but she's not. She's just supporting her friend. Rachel can't look at the results. Phoebe's like, I'll look. And she's like, oh, it's negative. And Rachel gets upset about this. She's like,
yeah.
First she's like, phew, what a relief. And then, like, she gets progressively more and more upset. She's just like, and then she starts tearing up. Very good acting by Jennifer Aniston here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think?
Yeah, I did.
I think Jennifer Aniston actually is a very underrated actress. She doesn't get a lot of good parts, but when she does get meaty roles, she tends to do very well with them. And I think she's done very well when she's been given serious moments in Friends.
Yeah.
So she gets upset. She's like, how can I be upset about something I've never had? And then she's like, really? It's negative? And Phoebe just very casually goes, no, it's positive. And we were like, whoa. And Phoebe was just like, well, you didn't know how you felt about the pregnancy, so now you know.
In her very, like, nonchalant, mm-hmm. twisted ways, it did shed insight on this mm-hmm. for Rachel.
What did you think about Phoebe's little trick?
It was okay. Like, it's very on brand for her.
Mm.
When it was negative, I was like, okay.
Yeah, did you think? Were you like, oh, good, okay, it was just a little...
Kind of. I was kind of relieved when it was negative, because I was like, all right, so she's still going to be pregnant soon, though. Because because this... When I heard that spoiler from that 30 Rock episode, he says, at Monica and Chandler's wedding, Rachel is the one who's pregnant. I took that to mean that someone else was trying to get pregnant, but she got pregnant.
No, because you spend the whole episode thinking that Monica's pregnant.
I know that.
And then the twist at the end is, oh, it's Rachel
that's right. pregnant. Right, but before that, I didn't know any of this, so I just thought I thought maybe Monica and Chandler, like, I just thought something else. I didn't put all of that together. So when it was negative, I was like, okay, she's going to get pregnant soon. When it was positive, all I can think of for some reason is that it's Ross's. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
It would make sense that it would be her most recent boyfriend.
Tag?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Why would it be? I don't want it to be. I don't know.
So, anyway, she's like, oh, that was a risky game, but it works. She's like, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to have this baby. I'm going to raise it. It's going to be great. Because she wants it. But she's still not going to reveal who the father is.
Right.
And the episode ends, and in the closing credits, we have Ross being carried off the dance floor by Joey. He's just like, oh, why was it a fast dance? And it's like, yes, his feet got mangled by the large girl. Very funny.
Uh-huh.
Mona's still there, and Mona's just like, oh, you're a good friend for carrying off the dance floor. And she was like, sure. And she's like, no, I mean it. There's so few nice guys, genuinely nice guys. I was like, steady on, Mona. He's just, like, physically offering support to his friend who has sore feet. Like, that's...
She's looking for it.
It's just like... It's not... He didn't fucking...
Donate a kidney.
He didn't jump under a subway train to, like, protect a puppy or something. It's just like... Very, very basic human decency, and she's so impressed by it.
She's needing some strange, Michael.
I guess. And Joyce is like, oh, hey, how are you doing? And Ross is like, no! No! I want to fuck Mona, not you!
In so many words, yes.
Basically. Like, what's Mona meant to think? It's like, why are you getting upset? I'm just talking to your friends. Like, alright. And then the episode ends with Ross being like, your feet are tiny! It's like, everybody's noticing today. And that was the one after I do. What did you think of that as a kickoff to season 8?
It was pretty good, yeah.
Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it fine. I think what really, like, elevates it a little bit is Phoebe's little trick at the end and Jennifer Aniston's performance in that little moment. I liked all of that. The rest of it, whatever. Pretty forgettable. Oh. It feels like a little bit of... We've had this massive part where they're married, and then all we're worrying about is Ross trying to pick up a girl, and Chandler has slippy shoes. It's like, eh. But I suppose you need that, because the bigger part is the pregnancy. Alright, whatever. Yeah, good.
I guess he just talked himself into it,
didn't he? I talked myself into it a little bit. What would you rate it out of 10? Because I guess we have to score these.
I don't know. Like a 6.9?
6.9? That's not a good score.
You know, Michael, that's pretty much a 7.
Yeah, but it's not. And 7's not that great a score.
It is. No, it is.
Okay.
8's really good. 9's amazing.
Whoa. Let's look up some trivia for this episode, yo. Yeah,
and let's look up where that guy's from. Where do I know him from?
We definitely know him from stuff.
It's not Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, that's not. It's not Alan Ruck, as I already told you many times in our relationship.
Nobody gets that reference. I hope somebody gets that reference.
Oh, I hope so, so badly.
If someone gets that reference, please tweet us. Use the Twitters.
Okay, his name is James Piddick.
Piddick. You always do that after when you speak.
I'm Scottish. All right, what's he known for? Yep.
He's not in the Parent Trap. That's Saint Michael.
Well, he might be. Okay. I was just looking at one of his most famous roles.
All right, what is it?
We both know him from something.
What is it?
If I said, all right, I'm going to talk you through this, okay? He's sitting at a desk. He's sitting next to Fred Willard.
Wait, who's Fred Willard?
Fred Willard is the yes, principal.
From Best in Show.
Yeah, there
from
we
Best
go.
From Best in Show, from Best yeah,
he's,
in Show.
He's the dog he's expert the commentator. No, he's not the
he's
judge.
Like, he's kind of like the one that's like, yeah, to everything Fred Willard
Well, because
says.
Fred Willard is improvising everything, and he's just being funny, and he has oh to be God. The straight man where he has to be like, well, yes, but it's all instinct at this point.
Oh, God,
the
Willard did you watch that?
Best in Show. It's yeah, good. Yeah, it's a good movie.
So good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
Trivia for great. This episode.
Trivia.
Oh, it's worth also pointing out Mona, who's an actress called Bonnie Somerville, about 3 years ago was talking to one of our listeners on Twitter, and she was like, yeah, I'll come on the show. That's cool.
That's who it is.
Yeah. But we never heard from her again, so probably too late for that. I can't remember who was talking to her about it. I think it was the one with the wrestling Twitter account.
Well, wait, isn't she only just in this episode?
Oh, boy. I've said too much.
Oh, shit, Mike. Are you kidding me? I finally thought spoilers were done. And then
that's not much of a spoiler saying she's going to be in another episode.
Oh, for fuck. All right,
here's
sex.
Some...
Suckaroo poop nose. This is ridiculous. I'm so sick of this shit. I don't want anything else spoiled for me.
All right, let's get to some trivia. Remember, all you have to do is tell us if you find this interesting or not. This episode was dedicated to the people of New York City following the attacks on September 11th, 2001.
I was wondering why it said that after.
Because it aired 2 weeks after. Jeez.
Okay, I was trying to figure that out. I didn't know if it was like people love the show that's set in New York City. Okay, all right.
It's kind of interesting.
I mean, it is.
It's a bummer to open up the season with that kind of trivia. But anyway, the girl who Joey is instructing on tennis moves is the same girl who sees Ross take the keys to Monica's Porsche along with money from Ross's jacket in the one with Chandler's dad.
I guess that's kind of
interesting. That's kind of interesting.
Really random.
How did she get an invite to the wedding?
Nobody knows, Michael.
Phoebe lies and tells everyone that she's pregnant with James Brolin's child, only to be told that he is married to Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Elliot... shit. I said Bette Midler, not Barbara Streisand.
Elliot Gould, who plays Monica and Ross's father, Jack, was married to Barbara Streisand before she subsequently married Brolin.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. That
no,
is
the way you read the things also make me feel like I need to respond a certain way, just so you know. In case you're trying to be, you know, like, transparent about this.
On the episode that aired, when Ross is seated at the kids' table, his son Ben is seated next to him, but neither acknowledges the other. On the DVD uncut version, Ben asks Ross, Dad, can't you go back to your table? Thank you, Ben. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, he could go back to his table.
I find that very interesting.
It's pretty good. If they don't acknowledge each other.
They don't even look at each other. I thought he was going to say something to him. Or at least thought Ben was going to be like, Dad. You know, yep. Like,
no.
Nothing.
He's even asking for a dance.
Aw, poor Cole.
When announcing that he had been taking dance lessons, and before Chandler says he can't dance because the dance floor is too slippy, you can see that Chandler missteps and slides on the bottom of Monica's wedding dress.
Yeah. I thought that was part of it. I thought that was him proving that it was too slippery.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's just a shit bit of trivia. I think that's part of it.
Come on, guys.
Joey says, if you can get me in the play, I will have done it all. Television, movies, and theater. But he has done many theater plays in the past seasons, including one with his ex-girlfriend.
Yes, we know that.
Okay.
Also, isn't Broadway theater?
Right. Maybe he should have said, like, Broadway instead of theater, because we know he's done a lot of theater.
Right.
Okay, this is on the DVD only. When Mona, Bonnie Somerville, discovers how small Joey's feet are, she immediately walks away. It is a popular belief that the size of a man's feet is directly related to the size of his penis. Whether or not this is true, Mona certainly thought so. Nah, I've never heard this.
What?
Hmm.
Yes, you have.
As a man with size 13 feet, you think I would have heard of this rumor by now. I thought you were 14, Michael. That's not interesting.
No, it's not.
Okay. So that was that trivia. Cool. Are you excited for the next episode?
I am intrigued.
Do you think we'll find out who the father is?
No.
Okay, well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Unless anyone else wants to fucking spoil something for me.
The next episode is called The One with the Red Sweater.
That's probably nothing in relation to anything that's happening. Mm. It's just going to be one of those, like, off-the-wall weird ones where Joey misplaces a green sweater and he thinks it's a... He's going to be, like, stupid, isn't it?
You okay there?
No. Not
okay. Jesus. Okay. All right, well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you all very much for listening. Follow us on Twitter at FriendsPod. We're on Instagram. Tell a friend, word of mouth, all that good stuff. Elizabeth, let's wrap up with the answer to your friends. Would you rather? Who would you rather have as your mother? Single parent, which I didn't specify before, but in a single parent situation, who would you rather have as your mother, Phoebe or Rachel?
This is a really hard one for
me. It is, actually. Because you love Phoebe, but maybe not. Maybe not the best choice for a parent. I don't know.
I think at different times of my life, I'd have a different answer. Like, in my newborn age, I'd want one person. In my, like, teenage age, I want someone, you know? Like...
Okay, well, can I help you out with this?
Yes?
I'm asking you right now.
For me as an adult, at 30,
I'm asking you to answer this
old.
Question right now. I'm not asking you to travel back in time and be like, what would 13-year-old me have answered this question?
Phoebe.
You would want Phoebe as your parent.
But I don't think that's a fair... I'm thinking of,
not
like,
from, like, right
up.
Now, but I'm saying, what would your answer be? You're answering now, but she would have been your
All right, parent. let me redo this. Right. If she was my parent right this moment, as a 30-something-year-old, I would want Phoebe.
But she's been your parent all this time.
Right. But for my entire life, I would say Rachel.
Mm.
So ultimately, I would say Rachel.
I would say Rachel, too. She's a badass professional woman. You can do anything. She's going to have it all. Watch her have it all.
I'm about to.
We are. Cool. Well, with that, we'll see you tomorrow for day two of 7 #7 days. Watch 7 podcasts in 7 days. / Fun.
I'm sorry this took so long.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.